What is mortification? Hi, Mike Mason. This is the Immortal Kombat Podcast. The Immortal Kombat Podcast is the podcast arm of Viri Christi. Viri Christi is a Catholic lay apostolate devoted to help men attain the full stature of Christ by growing strong in mind, body, and spirit. If you'd like to learn more about our work, you can check us out online at virichristi.com. All right, gentlemen, this is the Intro to Spiritual Theology, episode 16. Hope you guys are doing well. Last week, we discussed the nature, virtue, and practice of penance, okay? This week, we're going to discuss the role of mortification in the purgative way, okay? So mortification, especially when we're discussing the purgative way, mortification is primarily what people would think about when they hear the word purge, right? Purgative way. This is a big topic, so we're just going to survey some of the basics, but I want to remind you guys before I launch in, all of my lecture notes are online on the website, virichristi.com. Go to that website, download those. Those are there for you guys to read through. They're always less than 2 pages long for each episode. So each episode just be 2 pages, but they're there to help you guys out. I try to make the lessons dense, okay? These are dense. We're obviously not in a live setting where you guys can ask questions and clarification, all those things, but they're there for you guys to have them, okay? So check those out online, download them, read through them. They're there to help you guys out. And generally what they are just a compilation of quotes that I use. And then, of course, I fill in the gaps in between explaining. So those are there for you. All right. What we're going to do today, we're going to talk about the nature of mortification. We're going to talk about the fact that when we practice mortification, we have to purify our senses, our intellects, and our wills. Those are the parts of the human person we've discussed before. And then I'm going to give you guys some practical advice on purifying your external and internal senses. And then one final suggestion to how our rule of life can help you practice mortification. So let's do the nature of mortification first. Mortification is the struggle against our evil inclinations, okay, in order to subject them to the will and the will of God, okay? When we practice mortification, mortification has to include the whole person, body, and soul. For each one of our faculties, unless they are well-disciplined, can be the cause of sin. Mortification is the enemy of pleasure. However, we must practice it with prudence and discretion. Okay? All right. So, how do we practice mortification? As I said, we have to discipline our entire person. Our intellects can lead us astray, our wills can lead us astray, and our appetites can lead us astray. So, these all have to be purified. So, let's start with the lowest of these, purification of the passions. As we've discussed in previous episodes, the passions include the concupiscible and irascible appetites. Now, what are passions? Passions are movements of the sensitive appetites towards some sort of sensitive good, okay? So there's some good thing out there that's appealing to you, right? Concupiscible appetites, the pleasures of food, drink, and sex, all right? Sensible goods, when we sense them, they cause a stirring of the passions, okay? Well, passions themselves are not evil or wrong, whether they're concupiscible or irascible. They're not evil or bad in themselves. But if we want to have friendship with God, we have to repress our inordinate movements. So when these movements of these appetites get disordered, right, they're ordered towards the wrong object, okay, or the wrong intensity at the wrong time, those sorts of things, we have to discipline those. When our appetites flare up, we can't think straight. It's difficult to make choices. When I taught high school theology with an all-boys school, I'd always ask the guys, we'd be talking about the sexual ethics, how to make good decisions and with sexuality and such. And I'd say, when we're sitting in religion class, it's not difficult to think clearly about topics around sex and sexuality. Okay. Because when you're sitting in class on a Tuesday morning, you can think pretty clear. And most guys, we'd go through the ethics of sex and they'd say, yeah, premarital sex is a bad idea. Okay. Almost all the guys could see it intellectually. Well, that's not a good idea. Way more difficult to practice when the appetites flare up. Because when the appetites for those things flare up, you can't think straight. That's not only for sex, but that's for all the passions. Okay. When somebody's trying to, stay on a diet, if they're surrounded by junk food, it's going to be really tough. Okay. So we must purify the passions in order to live holy lives. Second thing, we have to purify our intellects. Okay. We have to learn to think about God and the world around us correctly. Okay. If we think badly, we're going to make bad choices. So we need the guidance of good philosophy, good thinking, and we need the guidance of faith so that we can unite our minds to God and think clearly about the world around us so that we can have friendship with God. This is why in our rule of life, we encourage you guys to twice a week set time aside to study so you can learn to think with the mind of the church, with the mind of Christ. Okay. So that's, we have to discipline our passions. We have to discipline our intellect. Finally, we have to discipline our will. It's absolutely indispensable, okay, if you want to become perfect in Christ, to detach yourself from external goods. But you also have to detach yourself from your own ego. What that means is getting your way, doing your thing all the time. This is especially true for young men. Remember, I was a young man once. I know when you're young, you don't want to be told to do. Heck, when you're middle-aged, you don't want to be told what to do, right? A lot of us guys don't want to be. However, we have to recognize rightful authority in our lives, and we have to recognize when those rightful authorities ask us to do something which is in their purview, we got to do it. So take your government, okay? Maybe there's laws in the government that you think are stupid or silly. They're not unjust. They're just stupid or silly. Well, you got to obey them. Why? Because God gave the government authority to rule. And we need to make sure that we're disciplining our will. So if you think it's stupid that you have to wait till 16 to get a driver's license, well, you still got to obey the rules. So when you're 15, still can't drive. Okay. So we have to obey the rules there. Guys, you have to obey your parents' rules. You may not like your curfew time. You may not like the way your dad decides to structure home life. Okay. Maybe you want to do some things different when you're a father. Okay, fine. As long as your parents aren't asking you to do something unethical or immoral, okay, you gotta obey. If you can't obey the authorities right in front of you, how are you gonna obey God? So one of the ways we purify our wills is we do things the way they want them done. And guys, this isn't gonna change when you turn 18. I'm in my mid 40s. I have a boss. I still have to do the things my boss wants me to do, even if I think sometimes that's dumb. Okay, so purifying the will is important. Okay, it's part. Obedience is important. God wants that. Okay, so we've discussed purification of the passions, intellect, and will. What are some practical tips to help with that? What I want to talk about is the purification of our senses, okay, because everything's going to come through our senses first. So before it can get in our, stir our passions, mess with our minds, influence our wills, it's got to come through the senses. So I want to talk about that and then give you guys something in our rule that will help you start to practice mortification. So let's talk about the purification of external senses. This is as easy as what it sounds like. External senses are the things coming in from the outside. Things you see, things you hear, things you smell, things you taste, things you touch. Okay. We have to purify the external senses to restrain their excesses and subject them to reason and what faith tells us. Okay. What's that mean? We need to, or practically, what's that mean? We have to deprive our senses of anything that will lead to unlawful pleasure. Okay. We can't be looking at pornography. You can't put yourself in places where people are doing things illegal and harmful. Okay. You have to purify your senses. Okay. This is where, when you make a good confession, you promise not to sin and avoid the near occasion of sin. This is the near occasion of sin. Is we have to set up our lives for success, okay? So you have to set your life up. One, this will make the moral life way easier, okay? And two, it'll help keep you from making bad choices. So that's first. Second, we need to practice positive mortification by means of bodily self-denial. What's that mean? You don't need to eat every time you feel like it. You don't need to have ice cream every single night of the week. You need to learn to deprive your body of things. You don't need to go off the deep end and go crazy. But just abstain from certain goods from time to time in order to build discipline. And I'll have an application in a minute for you that will help you with that, give you something more concrete. All right, so that's the that's the external. Now, when you deprive the external, okay, when you're being very vigilant about that, it's going to help with the purification of everything else, okay? But we also have what are called internal senses. This is the thing inside of us that processes that external. Okay, so think of your imagination. Your imagination is when you think about particular things, okay? Not just imagination like, you know, I have a vivid imagination, you know, sitting in a chair daydreaming. I just mean when you're thinking about practical stuff, okay? So the thoughts I have in my mind right now of what I'm, this camera I'm looking at, my computer screen, okay, that would be my imagination. In order to purify the imagination, if we're maintaining custody of our those external senses I just talked about, it's going to help the imagination a lot. But as we all know, sometimes thoughts pop up in there. You have to practice purifying those thoughts that pop in, okay? You can put a stop to them. If a thought pops in your head, is that a sin? No, it just popped in there. But what do we do with that? Do we fan it into flame or do we dismiss it? I'm sure we've all had the experience of thoughts pop in our head of whatever type, but we know they're not good. And we say, we pause for a second, you know what? Nope, not going to think about this. I'm going to push that off. Got to get in the habit of doing that. When we don't do that, when we entertain those ideas, the passions become stirred, the intellect becomes darkened, our wills become weakened, so on and so forth. So you have to start trying to discipline yourself to think well. Second part of the internal senses, you got to purify your memory. Guys, when you got to forget past sins, you got to forget past injuries, things that people did wrong to you, or you things you did wrong in the past, you got to let that stuff go. You go to confession, confess it, and move on, okay? So you got to forget things in the past. I used to tell, when I coach football, I used to tell guys, don't let a player beat you twice. When you make a mistake, learn from it, move on. Second, about the future, remember the benefits you get from God and the hope you have in Christ, okay? So we need to purify the memory. We're not hanging on to these past negative thoughts, but we're turning our minds towards the hope of the future, which will motivate us to live good and holy lives, okay? So before I get to my final, let's review real quick. So mortification is disciplining, right? The intellect, the will, and the passions so that we can live holy lives, okay? So that's what it is. The mind, the will, and the passions are being disciplined. How do we practically do that? We need to be vigilant over what's coming in. Okay. So you gotta be vigilant. You gotta set your life up where you're not getting a bunch of influences from the outside. Second, we need to practice some self-denial. I'll get to that here in a minute. We also need to purify the internal senses. Make sure we're trying to discipline our way of thinking about things, right? The thoughts that pop in our head. Try to discipline those. Discipline our memory. Forget the faults of the past. Keep our eyes fixed in the future. Now, as we wrap up, what I want to encourage you guys to do to help with all these things, this is your one big walk away with all the practical stuff I just gave you. Physical exercise, I think, is a great way to do this. Physical exercise is a great practice of mortification because it takes, you have to discipline your desire for pleasure to work out. You do. You have to exercise fortitude or courage to work out because it's painful and difficult. You have to discipline the mind, right? To stick to a plan, a workout plan you have. You have to conform the will to know that living a healthy life is good for you and what's what God wants for you. Physical exercise is a great practice of mortification for men like us. I would focus on that, not only in your sports when you're in school, because a lot of you guys are in high school listening to this, but keep that habit up in the future. So even though I'm an older guy, right? Got gray on the beard, as you can see in the video. Still working out at least 3 times a week, if not more. Okay. And I'm in my mid 40s. Okay. Keep the discipline of that mortification because it'll equip you. If you do this very intentionally, it'll really equip you to grow in holiness in other areas too. So, all right, we're up over the 14-minute mark. Went a couple minutes long, but hopefully that content was helpful for you. Look forward to you guys discussing these themes. Remember, all this stuff's online. So feel free to flip through there, read through some of these. And think about ways in which you can practice mortification and grow in holiness. And I'm sure you guys will have a good discussion at your monthly meeting. So we will end there. I hope you guys have a blessed week. I'll talk to you next time. God bless.